T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Well, speaking of the heat, 25 years ago, more than 700 people died in a heat wave that gripped Chicago for weeks. Now, as the city sweeps through another day of 90-plus degree heat, one local health expert is expressing concerns about history repeating itself. Here's WBBM's Jim Goodis.
The Cook County Department of Public Health says many of the factors that led to the deaths in 1995 persist today. She says that's especially true for communities of color and seniors.
Those same communities that were disproportionately affected 25 years ago, unfortunately, still are now. And those are our more less resourced communities, either economically or otherwise.
Rubin says more efforts are needed to provide relief to disadvantaged and vulnerable communities to protect them from heat dangers, including encouraging people to use air conditioning if they have it and helping them pay their electric bills if they can't afford it. For those without air, Rubin says people need to be assured that government-run cooling centers are safe places to go, and steps have been taken to protect visitors from COVID-19. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
For the first time in more than a month, Illinois has more than 1,000 new coronavirus cases in a single day. Health officials say that's based on lab reports over more than 36,000 COVID-19 tests over the previous 24 hours. The positivity rate, though, holding steady at 2.6%. Hospitalization rates are said to be steady as well. The state is also reporting 20 additional deaths tied to COVID-19.
Meantime, the city of Chicago now has a 100-page plan to guide the region through its years-long recovery from the devastating coronavirus pandemic.
This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity for us. This is our great Chicago moment.
Mayor Lightfoot was looking for no less than a renaissance from her 150-member task force, and their report charts recommendations in 5 areas, from economic development and marketing to mental health. Alexa James, head of the National Alliance on Mental Illness's Chicago office, was a co-chair of a working group that recommends creating the most advanced healing center in the country. She appeared on video.
Well, the way that we have talked about it is by looking at all different systems: workforce, school, faith-based organizations, community organizations.
The overarching theme, that this is a chance to right the wrongs of systematic inequality for many Chicagoans, and it's the only way the city can recover. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And we've posted the entire report for you to read for yourself on the homepage at WBBMNewsRadio.com.
A year ago today, we got word that the alligator that would become known as Chance the Snapper had been spotted in Humboldt Park, the lagoon there. And a week later, his life changed forever.
The alligator saga from a year ago created two celebrities, Chance the Snapper and Alligator Rob, otherwise known as Frank Rob, the Florida man who caught Chance and took him to warmer climes in Florida. Rob says he visits Chance every month or so at Chance's home at the St. Augustine Alligator Farm.
I think he kind of gives me that stink guy a little bit. Yeah, like, man, are you that guy again? Dag nabbit. You're back here again. I should say that jokingly, but they don't forget. They're one of those animals that really, their memory is so advanced. Their thought process is so advanced. People give them not a whole lot of credit because, again, their brain's small. An alligator his size has a brain the size of a grape. But unlike us, they're using every single bit of it.
Rob says Chance grew 6 inches the first 3 or 4 months he was at the alligator farm. Rob's life changed too when he came to Chicago. He says he still has a girlfriend here. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
There's late word about the status of one of the gems of Chicago's museum campus. Executives at the Field Museum say they're preparing to reopen on July 17th after being closed for 4 months because of the pandemic. Members of the Field can now buy tickets online. The museum will be open to members and non-members alike on the 24th. Visitors are being limited to 25% capacity.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.